I'm running a trial that we're leading. Memorial's the lead institution, and we've extended to other institutions because it's too ambitious for us to do on our own. It's a randomized trial of weekly versus Q2 week versus Q3 week Abraxane, where Avastin is given concurrently. First-line therapy, metastatic breast cancer. So following ECOG 2100 and given the benefits of Abraxane compared to Taxol, we decided to look in a randomized phase 2 fashion at the package insert 260 per meter squared every 3 week dose, a dose-dense scheduling 260 per meter squared every 2 weeks with GCSF, and we have another arm which is 130 per meter squared, which is weekly without interruption in a sort of CALGB 9840 kind of fashion. All patients get Avastin. And the target accrual is 225 patients, so 75 patients per arm. And we've had our first interim safety analysis at about 20 patients per arm, and so far there has not been any signal that we should stop accrual to any of the arms because of excessive toxicity.
So the patients get randomized to one of these three?
It's a randomized phase 2.
Interesting. Yep. Have you treated a number of these patients yourself?
Yeah, oh, for sure. We're the lead accruer. And I can say that, you know, the 260 per meter squared every 2 weeks, there has been more neuropathy, as you would expect. Nick Robert last year here at San Antonio reported on integrating Abraxane in a dose-dense sequential AC Abraxane fashion, where it was a pilot study with 30 patients where giving 4 cycles of Abraxane 260 per meter squared every 2 weeks caused grade 3 neuropathy in about 14% of patients, which is a little bit more than you might expect with just conventional Taxol.
And they also, I think, found out that you needed growth factors.
Right.
And so you're using growth factors.
Yes, we are. Absolutely.